the walk-up music for Mr. Greg Swantek. Writer for the Frederick News Post, sports writer, and all-around great guy. And let's talk sports with Ryan, Bob, and Greg. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm good. Let's start back. Let's go back to the Kentucky Derby. And Bob Baffert and his horse who won the Kentucky Derby then test positive for, PED kind of.
Yeah, I mean, he must have been in a baseball clubhouse back in the back in the late 90s or something like that. So it's a big story. Apparently the horse is going to run in the Preakness on Saturday. About the Derby that struck me was the horse was leading almost wire to wire, if not wire to wire, and it didn't look like it was running that hard. It looked like to be coasting and holding the lead in the Derby. And that's what really struck me about the performance is, wow, that horse wasn't even running hard, and it won the Kentucky Derby basically wire to wire. So, we all were captivated by a great performance at the time, but obviously it may have been drug-aided.
Yeah, it's interesting, Greg, as we talked to Greg Swiatek of the Frederick News Post. Here is Bob Baffert's reaction, and, you know, either he practiced in the mirror his reaction when confronted by reporters, or he genuinely believes that this horse wasn't drugged up. Here you go.
Yesterday, I got the biggest gut punch in racing for something that I didn't do. And this really, it's disturbing. It's an injustice to the horse.
Now, that may be believable, Greg, if this was the first time. But it's not the first time that one of Baffert's horses have tested positive for, as Bob framed it, PEDs.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe. Someone has to to feed the horses, right? The horses don't just go into the kitchen and open the cabinets in the fridge and feed themselves, last I checked. So someone is feeding these horses, and it's hard to believe a drug like that got in the horse's system without someone knowing about it. So that statement's pretty hard to believe. And the folks at Churchill Downs are taking it seriously because they banned Bob and his horses from competing there. So it'll be interesting to see how the week plays out, to see what the Preakness that does with Medina Spirit, and will the horse be allowed to run?
Right. Will they test him early?
Right. Right.
Yeah. Also, you know, it would help to probably have a veterinarian to see how long the steroids stay in. But interesting that the Preakness is getting kind of a makeover, Greg. Is it undergoing some renovations? What is the future of the Preakness in Baltimore?
Well, I think it depends on the gambling legislation. They've been trying to renovate the Preakness for a long time. They don't want to move it. I mean, because that sort of changes all of the Triple Crown history and records. Laurel Park would probably be better equipped to handle it. It's a more modern, up to date track. But for historical purposes and just tradition, they'd like to keep the race at Pimlico.
All right, let's kind of switch gears here a little bit. And Ryan's been talking about it all morning long, and that is, the Wizards and basketball, and they've got a pretty special player.
They do. A couple of them, too. And Bradley Beal, who had 50 points the Saturday night against the Pacers, and Russell Westbrook, was it tied or surpassed Oscar Robertson for the triple-doubles?
He tied
Oscar Robertson for the most triple-doubles all time. And he had the game-clinching block at the end of regulation plus the free throws to win it. So the Wizards, as great as they are, they're ninth in the East right now, and they would host the Indiana Pacers in the first play-in game if things stayed the same. And they're just playing so well, and as long as Bradley Beal's healthy, they're not a team that I would want to see if I'm one of the top seeds.
Yeah, as they play Indiana tonight, they will be without the services of Bradley Beal, who is like a half a point average right behind Steph Curry for the top scorer in the NBA. Let's transition to the Orioles, and And John Means is 4-0 with an ERA below 1.5. He threw a no-hitter. First time that happened, Greg, in more than 50 years, at least by one pitcher. How special is John Means? Is this just a freak occurrence, or is this guy a bona fide ace?
I believe he's a bona fide ace. I mean, with the start he's had this season and with how hard he's worked, I believe he's becoming the pitcher the Orioles have long coveted since really Mike Mussina. Is a homegrown ace. I mean, he threw the first no-hitter since Jim Palmer in 69, but Palmer is one of the last aces the Orioles have developed, as sad as that is to say, just because their track record with developing pitchers has been so spotty in recent years. He's left-handed. He's tall. I mean, he's got a lot of the things you would like in a pitcher, and I just sort of feel bad for Pedro Severino, the catcher, who let that that one ball get past him, which sort of spoiled the perfect game. But it was something to see John Means do in Seattle last week, and we'll see how he follows that up this week.
Yeah, I still want the Orioles to be good, but I was watching the series with the Red Sox, and, you know, this weekend became apparent to me that they have a lot of work to do. Severino, he might be a good catcher, but he's not a good hitter. He left several runners stranded in scoring position when he came to the plate with an opportunity to put the birds up a couple of times against the Red Sox this weekend. And there was a fly ball. I forgot who dropped it, Greg, yesterday, but it was so maddening. It's so difficult to watch a Major League Baseball player drop a fly ball like a routine.
Right. Yeah.
Really frustrating.
I do have a solution for the Orioles, though, Ryan. Why don't they just cancel the rest of their home games and just play the rest of the season on the road, and they might have a chance to make the playoffs if that were the case.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea, Greg.
Yeah, because they're struggling at Camden Yards right now.
Yeah, they're 4-13. Real quick, we've been reporting all morning long, FP Santangelo suspended by Masson over years-long allegations over sexual assault and sexual harassment. What's your take on this? Is this the first you're hearing of these allegations?
Yeah, it is, and I don't know much about it, honestly, Ryan. But I'm sort of surprised to hear the allegations. I think FP is fairly well liked in the Nationals organization. So it's shock, and I find him to be a pretty good color commentator on the broadcast. So it's surprising to hear, but I don't have a lot of information on it right now.